Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. What else can I promote? See, Free Talk Live has a cam, a studio cam that we put on during the show. I'm not sure if the cam is working right now. It may be, but you can always get an audio online stream of the show at cam.freetalklive.com, and you can access a chat room where you can chat with other listeners. So there are some fringe benefits if you go to cam.freetalklive.com that you can't get anywhere else, and sometimes you'll get to see us doing the show also. So one more time, cam.freetalklive.com. And of course, Free Talk Live is the show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. Share your thoughts with us at 855-450-3733 or on Skype. And we've actually been loaded up with Skype calls tonight, so I'm not going to give out the Skype right now. But we've got Nathan on the line, and I'm going to bring you on right now. Nathan, hi, welcome to Free Talk Live, Nathan. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stephanie, Brian, and Mark. How are you doing?
All's well.
Great tonight.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to had two comments about eGold and Bitcoin. The wiki article on eGold kind of implies that the legal definition of money transmitter was distorted in order to bring charges against them.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And it also says that
didn't stop basically, them. Though.
Yeah, it basically says the Justice Department basically kind of issued some kind of opinion or court ruling or something that said any kind of value-to-value transmission was a money transmitter. Is that your understanding of how it worked?
Oh, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not an expert in this area.
Because if it's any transfer of value, then that would mean anything, like, you know, Litecoin, Bitcoin, Nathan Coin.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. You think laws matter?
Well,
see, this is
FinCEN did come out. FinCEN is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network in the United States. They came out six months ago, and said something like, basically, if you're mining bitcoins and then you're selling them, or if you're selling bitcoins for more than just like personal use, then you are an unlicensed money transmitter. And these are like these ancient regulations. Like this is like putting lifeboats on an airplane because the technology is just new and it doesn't fit. You know, it's like on the internet when it first came out. You know, there were regulations that politicians tried to put on it, and they just didn't understand the technology, and it just didn't fit with it. So
they'll do whatever they want is really what it comes down to. If they decide that something's been bad or wrong, but the thing about eGold is they can shut eGold down because there is a vault and a place and people and employees. Bitcoin, there is no vault, there is no place, there are no employees.
Yeah, I think it's interesting though that they're not referencing eGold as far as I've seen in any talks about Bitcoin, at least in government talks about eGold, because, I mean, I don't know all the particulars on what exactly, or I don't remember, I should say, the particulars that happened with eGold, but I know that it was a lot of people just like saying, because I said so. It was a lot of judges just coming out saying, because I said so.
Yeah.
And I don't think they want to go back and reference eGold because it would turn into, I think, where a lot of companies like Amazon, eBay, PayPal, whoever, you know, which they're one and the same, but, you know, whoever would suddenly become illegal if they started referencing a lot of the broader terms of what was used in the cases against eGold. That's an interesting point to bring up, I think, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, and also I wanted to go back to what Mark was saying earlier about the Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme has a central operator like Bernie Madoff or whoever it may be. And so I think Bitcoin, if you want to compare it to something, you'd want to go more with like the tulip thing, because there was no central tulip manufacturer who directed the tulip mania. And so the thing about that is, it seems to me like there are a lot of people out there who have this mentality that Bitcoin is only an investment. And I worry about that, because if that's the mentality people have, then Bitcoin can't work as a currency.
I agree with you. So basically, I think a lot of people have gotten in to Bitcoin with the idea that at some point it's going to reach its equilibrium, and that equilibrium is going to be significantly higher than where I've gotten in. And if it becomes a currency of note, like it's supposed to, then it's going to be significantly higher. It's going to, you know, if the adoption actually occurs, then yes, it will be worth significantly more. But do we have to get there before people begin to use it as a currency? I think that the arguments that Bitcoin needs stability to be used as a currency are the best arguments against Bitcoin. However, they don't really sort of take into consideration that there's no way for Bitcoin to be used as a currency without it increasing in value. You can always buy more Bitcoins every time you use Bitcoins, if you want to keep some static amount.
Right, I agree. It's just, I think it all comes down to how people are going to view it. And a lot of the forums and things online that I've looked at, like people just, you know, when they talk about it, they'll say, oh, well, you better get in when it's this much. So when it goes up to this much, then you can make a lot of money. And, you know, I guess I just don't see a lot of people talking about using it as a currency, which is what
it bothers me. It absolutely bothers me, too. I don't even want to talk about the value of Bitcoin. I want to talk about its usefulness, the fact that it delivers every time on the things that it promises, that it's a huge leap forward in the area of currency, and that, you know, that's what I think is going to. It's going to catapult it forward. I don't know if it's going to be the world's reserve currency, but when I start looking at the options, I see Bitcoin coming out ahead of the euro, the dollar, even, you know, a basket of currencies, which doesn't exist today. If you were to create a basket of value or something, you have to go in competition against Bitcoin, which right now is $1,000 a coin. And that's going to be pretty tough to compete with. There are the altcoins out there. They're way down the line. I don't know if Bitcoin's going to go, you know, I can't claim that I know what it's going to do, but I believe it's going to go a lot higher than this. And it might very well become, it's certainly going to become a major player on the internet.
No, I mean, I hope that'll happen. I can't really feel like I can predict the future at this point.
No, I don't. I mean, a lot of these,
it's understandable because a lot of the things that people say make it sound like a Ponzi scheme. Like you talk about how it's going to go up in value, and that's what people say about Ponzi schemes, right? And mm-hmm.
But it's not about a Ponzi scheme any more than gold is.
Well, I want to say this because a lot of people compare Bitcoin to the internet, you know, in how it's changed things or whichever. And it's important always to keep in mind that we still don't know how the internet is really going to change the human condition.
Yeah.
We don't know. We have no idea how this is all going to work out. Gutenberg, when he made the Gutenberg press, had no idea how it was going to change the world, and it did. And I think Bitcoin, no, we can't know the future, but there's so many technologies that we rely on now that we don't know really what they're going to do, how they're really going to change life. And I think Bitcoin, you know, is poised, or at least cryptocurrencies in and of themselves are poised to do the same.
You know, maybe to bring this full circle a little bit, Jared mentioned something about he's heard that Litecoin is like the checking account and Bitcoin would be like the savings account. Well, you know, it's interesting psychologically because at this point people are starting to think of Bitcoins, kind of like Nathan said, as something that they want to hold on to, right, as a buy and hold, because it's acting like a deflationary currency. Right?
Yes.
The value keeps going up, so they want to buy and hold and hang on to as many as possible.
But it is a deflationary currency.
Well, it's controlled inflation, but it's acting as deflationary compared to the dollar,
yeah.
Right? So that's going on, and so, you know, people want to save their Bitcoins, and so I could see people kind of thinking of maybe other cryptocurrencies as something that they more use for moving money around, and we're not there yet, but that's possible. Another situation could be, you know, if Litecoins go up to $100 per Litecoin or something like that, maybe people will want to hang on to those as well, and they'll want to spend something else, some other kind of virtual currency. So, yeah, like you were saying, Brian, we really don't know what's going to happen, but it is fascinating to look at all the psychology that goes into this and the economics of it, too. So thanks, Nathan, for calling in tonight. And I think we are going to go to Brian on the line on Skype, if I can bring him on here.
Well, we're going to...
Oh, yes, I just heard the music coming in. So, hi, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live, and we're going to have to ask you to hold your thoughts for just a moment here. if you would. And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. Are Bitcoin's the future? Something else? What do you see coming down the pike? It's Freak Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We've actually had a lot of Skype calls tonight, and we just had somebody who tried to call on Skype, but I had two calls on hold, and I wasn't sure if it was possible to add a third. And I know
don't think
that
so.
When people are on hold on Skype, listening to Free Talk Live, they don't hear the audio. They hear the audio if the call is connected, but if you check the little thing that says "put this call on hold" in Skype's menu, they don't hear the audio.
They hear nothing.
So they don't know when they're coming in, and then sometimes they put on the stream, and it's a double loop, and we got to spend time fixing that. So I like to have just one call on Skype at a time, but if you are trying to call in on Skype and you can't get through, you're always welcome to call the phone line at 855-450-3733. And I just wanted to give Brian a chance to talk about his podcast for a minute, because he's got a great show. It's all about technology and how it can set you free. Isn't that right,
Brian? Yeah, no, it's Sovryn Tech, as I am Brian Sovryn. That's SovrynTech.com. You can go there. Everything is totally free. We just celebrated our 50th episode, which I am very, very excited about. And again, yeah, it's all about technology, you know, science and technology and how it can set you free. And it's a good time. I don't think there's anything else quite like it on the radio or however it gets transmitted. I don't think there's any other audio quite like it. So if you're looking for something really, really different and really, really fascinating, perhaps like the old Omni magazines, check out Sovryn Tech. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
All right. Yeah, I definitely enjoy your show, Brian. I really like your podcast.
Thank you.
Sovryn Tech.
So you can help Free Talk Live and Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. And on Cyber Monday, at the end of Cyber Monday, we will be counting up the people who have ordered a T-shirt or a hoodie. Now, these T-shirt and hoodies are priced so that not only will you get one or for, you know, whomever you're going to get one for, but also that we buy another for somebody who's in need. We're going to count those up. We're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, and then we're going to get them printed and distributed in time for the holidays so that you can give them as gifts. And this way, you're keeping two people warm for every hoodie you buy this holiday season. You can help Bitcoin Now Bombs and Free Talk Live to do a little Bitcoin outreach in the process. They're accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit bitcoinnotbombs.com.
All right. So let's go back to another one of those Skype calls that I mentioned just a moment ago. And we're going to bring Brian on the line. Hi, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Stephanie, Brian, and Mark. How are you doing?
Good.
Great.
The reason why I'm calling tonight is I wanted to discuss wages and tips.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was working for a major pizza place chain that was paying me minimum wage, which at the time, and I think it still is, was 8.25. In a wage for them to lower our wages, they decided to have a tier-type system pay wage where when we went on the road to do a pizza delivery, they would deduct $3 from our wage. So we were getting 5.25 an hour on the road. And then when we came back in from the delivery and then taking calls or doing any kind of kitchen work, we'd go back to that minimum wage amount. And the reason why they justified it was they were paying us waiter or waitress wages. And at that time, I think it's still at this time, you don't have to pay waiters and waitresses minimum wage. They actually like $4.85 or something like that. And that's how
doing it, it was like $2.15.
Mm. Oh, yeah, right. And so they were justifying us doing this, but that you were like, well, hey, we're using our own vehicles. We're paying for our own gas.
Hey, the waiters and waitresses buy their own shoes. What do you want, man?
right, exactly. And then here's the other kicker. They were making us claim at least 10% of our wages, 10% of our sales as tips. So, for example,
that's ridiculous.
$300 worth of pizzas, you had to claim at least $30 in tips. And if people were tipping you on your credit card, you couldn't hide that. So if people were giving you $5 per tip and you had, you know, 20 deliveries, well, that's like $60-$70. And you can't hide that from a credit card. So this goes out to all the people that charge their food on credit cards. If you can, tip in cash. Don't tip on the card, because at least that way the government doesn't know what you made, and therefore, so, you know, you got banged both ways, either with the wage reduction and or the higher income that you had to claim for your tips. And, of course, you know, you got screwed either way. So,
yeah,
you know, when we were in the Ron Paul campaign, we had these little notelets that we'd put on waiters and waitresses' table that says, keep your tips. You know, voting for Ron Paul gets you a tax-free wage, so to speak, for people that, you know, keep their tips. And, well, that's kind of fair. I mean, those are the people that are making the least amount of money, yet they're going to, you know, make those people pay, you know, which is, you know, it's really kind of hard to classify. Is a tip a wage, or is it, you know, is it independent of a wage?
Well, as far as the government's concerned, that's their money.
Yeah.
They're just letting you keep some of it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Allocating the maintenance of the slave labor to you. So you must take care of yourself with some of the money they let you keep.
Indeed. Well, thanks for your time, guys. I really appreciate it. You have a good evening.
You too, Brian. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And you can call us at 855-450-3733. Now, there actually was somebody who wanted to call in, but they couldn't get through on Skype, who wanted to bring up a point about Litecoin. And, Mark, you said that you read something that Eric Voorhees had written on Reddit about Litecoin a
couple
days ago. Is it
Reddit? Okay, yeah.
And it was saying, basically, Eric was saying, look, I don't think Litecoin offers anything significantly different over Bitcoin. And along with that article, I saw another article posted, which was a Twitter discussion between someone who was interested in Litecoin and thinking about becoming a Litecoin developer or something like that, and another person who had invented the script algorithm. Now, this is going to get a little bit technical, but there's a point in here, so bear with me.
Okay.
So Bitcoin, the hashing algorithm, the math algorithm that's used to process Bitcoin transactions and create the Bitcoin network, is called SHA-256. And that algorithm has certain properties, right? And it, as a result, it can be done. It used to be able to be done at a profitable rate, sort of on computers to get the block rewards on just regular computers. Mm-hmm. Now you need kind of specialized equipment. Litecoin uses a different hashing algorithm called Script, and that's the algorithm we're talking about here. And Script is kind of meant to be done on more every man's kind of computer equipment.
Right, and that's the big difference in between the two. And I like it, but I think it's just sort of, you know, it's a result of success, Bitcoin.
Well, so the person who invented Script did not invent it for the purposes of Litecoin. And the reason that Script is not able to be really used on these specialized devices yet, there probably will be specialized devices that can mine Litecoins eventually, especially now that the price is going up. But the reason is because it uses a lot of memory. And the person who created Script said, no, Litecoin, they're doing it wrong. Now, I don't know if they're doing it wrong. They're just not doing it the way that he intended it.
Mm-hmm.
But this person wanted to bring up that point, so maybe we can discuss here in moments on Free Talk Live. Unless you call in with your thoughts, 855-453.
A simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to gcnminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website at freetalklive.com. And I think, there's some people doing holiday shopping this weekend, right? So if you want to help Free Talk Live for free, send a little tip Free Talk Live's way, you can use the Free Talk Live Amazon affiliate link on shop.freetalklive.com. And, we don't get that money. Mark and Ian get that money, and then they reinvest.
Well, I don't get it.
Ian gets that money.
Ian gets the money.
And he reinvests it back into the show.
Simply goes for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Nobody who's on the air right now touches that money in a management sense. And I can tell you, having worked with Ian for 11 years now, and I think we've had the AMP program for about 6 or 7 of those, man, that guy's meticulous. He puts his own money into the AMP program when he wants to, more advertising, marketing, and promoting stuff. So, I'm just delighted that things are going so well with that.
Yeah, so, and if you're going to do that shopping, maybe some of that shopping could be done with a degree of anonymity, going to bitcoinstore.com or something. And if you want to make it really anonymous, not just in how you're purchasing and what you're purchasing, but your actual, your entire online transaction could be anonymous, depending on the venue that you're going to, if you use ProXPN. Now, what is ProXPN? ProXPN is a global virtual private network, okay? That's a VPN. You might be hearing about these quite a bit ever since the whole Prism scandal started with the NSA, that literally encrypts everything that you do on that, all the data that you're sending back and forth. Okay. So before it even gets to your ISP, before it gets to, Time Warner or Comcast or whoever, those guys, they will hold on to a record of your website traffic, and your data traffic for at least 6 months, but they can even hold it up to 5 years. And you know, someone just has to ask them for that info. It could even be an employer, you know, could be a judge, could be even an employer, though, who will ask them for that data. Hey, what websites has this person gone to? All right. And when they do that, you know, the ISP will hand it over or could hand it over. The potential's there. But if you use ProXPN, you could stop that from being an issue. And I recommend it. If you value your privacy, believe me, you want to use ProXPN. Now, it's available for Linux. It's available for Windows, Mac, you know, Android, iOS, you name it. It's available for it. And you've got a couple of options. You've got OpenVPN, which is the back end that I trust. It's the best VPN encryption you can get out there. But also they have PPTP if you want to use that. That's available as well. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20 and you get 20% off the life of the account, whether you go with the premium, you know, with the annual premium account, or if you go with a monthly premium account, you get 20% off. But now, to make it even better, you can use Bitcoin, 33% off of an annual plan. You can only use Bitcoin if you're getting the annual plan, but you'll get 33% off. So, I mean, this ends up with, depending on the plan you get, some of these plans, it ends up costing less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. It's really, really amazing what you get here. So, again, you know, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, you know, if you go to, with ProXPN. I mean, they're putting their money where their mouth is, and it's a company that genuinely is concerned with liberty. And that's always, you know, and they're, of course, they're a great supporter of Free Talk Live. They're, you know, they're sponsoring the phone lines.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me of that, because this, we do have the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
That's right. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20 and get 20% off the life of the account. That's as long as you have the account. Now, it's not just a year. It's as long as you have the account. ProXPN.
All right.
Pretty soon, with all those discounts, they're just going to be giving it away.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, what a great investment in your freedom. So, and the ProXPN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-3733 if you have something you want to share with us tonight. We do actually have a call on Skype right now, though. Let's talk to Andy. Hi, Andy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. You know, Bitcoin went up to $1,000 recently, and I had some. And so after I sent the strippers and champagne and strippers home and finished drinking the champagne, the next morning I went out and tried to actually buy something locally.
What more did you need than strippers and champagne? I don't understand.
Well, you got to get over the hangover with some coffee, right?
Captain
right
Crunch.
Captain Crunch, yes, exactly. Exactly. So what I did was I just would go like to the coffee shop and you know, order coffee and pay for it. And as I was paying for it, I would just ask, you know, hey, do you guys take Bitcoins? And generally what happened was it was met with curiosity. People would say, hey, what is this? And since I happened to have my laptop with me, I just showed the, you know, brought up the QT client and showed them and said, hey, this is Bitcoin and this is really valuable. And I was just trying to find somebody who would accept them. And at one point, I went to a local like brewery that has one of those brew pubs in the front, and the head brewmaster came out and asked me, he's like, who accepts Bitcoins in Huntsville? And I'm like, well, nobody. I'm trying to buy something with them. And I spoke to him about it for a little while, and I'm like the worst person to explain this stuff because I will start talking like a cryptographer and try to explain hash algorithms,
yeah,
you know, public-private keys and all that. So, but it was, I would say, most people were interested in it even if they hadn't heard about it. So it's made that, and that's the thing. I want to see these things. I really want to actually use them and not just hold on to them and hope they go up in value.
Yeah, you know, I think that's pretty integral, Andy, that people do start spending them. I do worry with Bitcoin that there is this thought of, like, everybody just wants to hold on to them. But for them to really spread, I mean, like you said, you know, verbally, you may not become the best marketer, but, like, the fact that you're at least getting, you know, spreading this out and getting people into, you know, at least talking about it with your actions, I think is really, really great. But yeah, that's something. I mean, people should start spending this stuff, you know, and start using it for something,
yeah,
for it to really get the adoption.
I don't feel bad about getting a cup of coffee with Bitcoins. It's almost like I feel like I have enough where that if I spend 0.003, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It also helps people find out what they are.
Yeah, I mean, and if you bought a computer, you know, with a Bitcoin, with one Bitcoin, you know, a couple of weeks ago or something, and now, oh man, boy, they should send me a better computer. I know a lot of people have that mindset. No, just think about the fact that that's a war dollar that didn't go around. Good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did today. Was I bought basically a whole new computer from the Bitcoin store. Just bought a bunch of components.
Right on.
Yeah, it was great.
Cool story.
You know, I think it's great to go to local businesses because, you know, a bar owner or a coffee shop owner, they're risking like, what, $4, $6 or something on this, and you get it in the door. And then, you know, I'd like to just show up someday with my phone and say, hey, I got Bitcoins, take them.
Right, absolutely. That's like an investment in your convenience in the future.
It's how it is at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. The Free State Project, of course, it's one of its annual events is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you get more than 1,000, maybe as many as 2,000 next year, I don't know, sort of liberty-loving individuals at a campground doing business and hanging out and doing all kinds of stuff. And there's all kinds of vendors there, and most of them take bitcoins and gold and silver and a variety of other things. I always ask them what they prefer because it may be easier for them to do some accounting and this, that, or the other. Mm. But some people are very particular about which currency they're willing to use. But so many of them wanted Bitcoin, and it was easy to do. I just pay right there very quickly. I mean, almost as fast as pulling cash out of my pocket and getting change.
You know, there's a website called CoinMap. I don't know if it's .com or .org, but it's called CoinMap. And if you go around to local businesses and you have any success in getting them to take Bitcoin, they can literally put themselves on the map. And then people mm-hmm. will know if they're ever in that city, they can go to this place and shop with Bitcoin.
And that's huge for a local business because it's, you know, if somebody's going to come to you in particular, there's somebody around the block that does the same thing you do, taking your money, essentially, you know, in competition with you. It's not your money, but in competition with you every day. And if there's a way to get that business, get it. As a local business person, get in contact with BitPay.com and get the business.
I've gone to restaurants simply because they accepted Bitcoin.
Yeah.
There's a sushi place in Boston, Thelonious Monkfish, that was accepting Bitcoin very early, actually. And I went there just because they accepted Bitcoin. I could have gotten sushi at any place in Boston, but I went there, and it was a cool experience. So thanks for sharing that, Andy. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Thank you.
And this is Free Talk Live. The Pro XPN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-3733. Here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live, have you tried to get a local business to accept Bitcoin, and how did that go for you? Let us know, or anything else that's on your mind.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com, and there you can actually suggest a show prep for the show. Free Talk Live actually links in with Reddit and not LinkedIn. freetalklive.com connects with Reddit, and you can use your Reddit account to post show prep for Free Talk Live and then vote it up or vote it down. And there's kind of like this social voting system just like there is on Reddit. And we look at that for show prep. So that's just right at the front page at freetalklive.com. And tonight, the Pro XPN toll-free line is 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype, and we've had a lot of Skype calls tonight, like four or five in a row, actually. So you can be next in line, or you can call us on the phones on the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And, Mark, do you have a message for us?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a plan to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who have stated their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. We have reached more than 75% of that goal of 20,000. We are far over 15,000 signers. And I'm glad, if you're tired of the constant growth of government where you live, sign up now for the Free State Project. Just talking to some people about the Free State Project. They hadn't heard about it online. We were talking on Facebook. They hadn't heard about it before. And, you know, they wanted to stay and fight where they were. That's the terminology they used. And I understand. You're invested. You've lived in a community for quite some time. I don't like fights that I can't win. That's why I came here, to be with other people that believe like I do. And, you know, there have been political successes. There's certainly a lot of media successes. New Hampshire is the media capital, well, liberty media capital of the world.
No doubt about that.
And
the Bitcoin capital of the world, I would say. There's so much going on with Bitcoin here.
Indeed. If you love Bitcoins, check out New Hampshire.
All right.
It's freestateproject.org to get signed up. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Liberty is really happening right here. It is not happening in your backyard. Sorry. I'm just saying.
So the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, one more time, 855 450-3733. And let's talk with John, listening in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Appreciate your program, and I just wanted to call. I thought Bitcoin was a dollar that bought 5 cents worth of stuff.
A dollar that bought 5 cents worth of stuff. That would be a 95% loss, right?
Yeah. We got a purchasing power of a nickel when a dollar used to be worth a dollar. And so it's just a Bitcoin. Yeah. But at any rate, that wasn't what I called about. I called about taxes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I have spent the last 35 years of my life studying the income tax and going back into history. And Aaron Rousseau, in his great movie, I never can remember the title of it, but it's something like...
I believe it's Freedom to Fascism.
America, Freedom, Fascism, yeah.
Right. It points out that the government tells us that it's voluntary, the income tax. And he has the interview there with the ex-Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Cohen. And before that, Cohen had been the chief counsel of the Internal Revenue. So he had to know a little bit about it, and he insisted it's voluntary. And there's court cases where they say the same thing.
And, well, but when they say voluntary, is that just an example of legalese where they're claiming that you're paying it out of your own volition, even though you're really not?
No, it is voluntary. And but first thing, what's the opposite of voluntary? It's coercion. If they don't come out and threaten to bust your fingers or put a knife to your throat and you sign a Form 1040, you did it voluntarily.
Well, okay. The threat is kind of veiled, right? Right. Like, if you don't do that...
I understand it's veiled, but you go back into the law. Somebody threatened you. If he didn't threaten you with death or bodily injury and you did something, it's voluntary. And that's the same, and we still have that in the criminal law today. But in our civil law between individuals, they've relaxed that. But in the criminal law and the revenue law, they haven't. And so we're all used to thinking of the relaxation of this term as it's used in the civil law, citizen upon citizen, not as it's used in the criminal law and the tax law.
And, I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like the law really matters that much. Like, they're, even if it's so-called voluntary according to the law.
But it's not even that, though. I mean, the fact is that the kidnapping is considered a felony and a high degree of felony. That's what they'll do to you if you don't fill out one of their forms. It's called failure to file.
Doesn't matter what the law says.
Well, no. I spent 35 years on this, and I know what you're talking about. But that's only because of our ignorance that we don't know what's going on. And to understand our tax law, there's one case that you got to understand, and that's an 1856 case. There was Murray's Lessee versus Hoboken Land Improvement Company. And that's where the Supreme Court upheld that the government could seize money to satisfy a tax without giving you a trial before they did it.
Okay.
And they justified that by saying, well, now that was the first case that the Supreme Court ever considered the meaning of the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment. And it happened to be a revenue case. So they said, we got to, first of all, determine how we determine what due process is. Because the Fifth Amendment is restraint upon Congress, the same as it is the other branches, and therefore Congress can't make anything they want to due process. And so they established a test, and the first was a two-pronged test. That is, number one, that it cannot be in violation of a provision of the Constitution. That is a process that they're prescribing. Number two.
Well, I mean, I'd say the 14th Amendment is, frees me from involuntary servitude, and having to fill out people's paperwork is a job, so therefore that violates the Constitution.
Yeah, but the 13th Amendment doesn't free you from voluntary servitude.
But they'll put me in a cage if I don't do it.
No, they won't either. Now, let me finish. And I'll tell you, and when I do, maybe you'll understand.
You got about 2 minutes.
Okay. So that the second prong was, it's got to, in principle, correspond to a process in use in England when the Fifth Amendment was ratified in 1791. And then they went back to the England and looked and see if there was a provision where you could seize money for, you know, the king could, before giving you the right to a trial by jury. And there was one provision where they authorized that, and that was where they had an affidavit that the debtor was insolvent, and so he couldn't pay the debt. And then they could do that. Otherwise, before the king could take anything, he had to give him the right to a trial by jury. And our code is written to do the same. In that tax case, Murray's lessee, the guy was insolvent. The Supreme Court has heard three other cases since then where they've justified this. Every one of them meets that exception. And in 220 years of our history, they've never heard a case about an individual that wasn't insolvent as to whether he had to file that tax return or not.
How do I make myself solvent?
Well, you're just not bankrupt. And most of our judiciary, our federal judiciary, they know nothing of the English tax law. So they don't know that if they go back, if somebody comes in there and laid that before them, you got a right to your trial. And our code is written to ensure that.
So, John, do you file taxes or not?
No. No.
Okay. So, you know, what are you going to do if they kind of come after you for that?
Well, I'm going to beat them because
good luck with that.
I
wish you luck. I mean, I really wish nobody had to pay taxes, including you.
Oh, I wish that I knew the secret to this, but I worry about people like Irwin Schiff and Larkin Rose and these.
I've got a book out if you'd like to know the secret to it. You can get it downloaded on the internet for nothing, or if you'd like to make a contribution, you can do that.
Real quick.
It's Taxation by Misrepresentation is the title of the book, and the website is no1040tax.com.
Thank you, John. Thanks for calling in tonight. Good luck out there. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. Stay tuned.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.